very proud of the performance and how the players went about it. Took on board the information that was given to them through me and James through the course of the week. Bitterly disappointed for our supporters who travelled up here, who, again, fantastic and very vocal. And for large spells of that game, we controlled it against a good side. And, you know, I've said to the players in there, you can only control what you can control. And in terms of the football that was played, the way we went about our play and our business today was very, very pleasing. But it was cruel the way it ended for us in terms of not the 3 points. We only picked up a point.
The equaliser certainly had some controversial elements to it. How do you see it?
It's quite easy for me to say no comment. You saw the you saw the goal, and I believe the game should be played on the ground with your feet.
The game was going against you at half-time, 2-1 down. Was there anything you said to the players? Because that second half was, until the late equaliser, pretty exemplary.
Yeah, the pleasing thing today was the goal that we scored to take the lead. We've conceded two to go behind in the game, but to then bounce back and play like we did second half showed a lot of character and a lot of belief, a lot of confidence to get ourselves level in the game, and then to go on and get ourselves in front showed a lot of quality and ability within the group. But we come away with a point from a very difficult venue to come to against a very, very good side who are doing well and where they're placed in the division. No different to when we went to Forest Green. No different to when we went to Dagenham. But this game is cruel sometimes, and we've been on the back end of some cruel things. But I just said to the players there, believe in what you're doing, because we've got a good group of players and a good group of people within that group, and you saw that today.
You talked about the goal that gave you lead. It was scored by Idris Kanu. Physical attributes aside, he seems to be a very mature player. He doesn't play like a 16-year-old.
No, he doesn't. That's why he's playing. He's 16, physically strong enough and able to cope at this level. He's got quality and ability, and we've seen that on a number of occasions already. He's only going to get stronger and develop more and become a better player. But what a talent, and the potential that we've got at this football club is fantastic for all of us. And, you know, for our fans to see that as he's growing, as he's developing, as he's playing is fantastic.